Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. 1110 Night Sky, Treasures to See with a Telescope is a beginner-oriented astronomy guide for children, families, and first-time telescope users. Published under Atlas Explorers Press, it belongs to the practical stargazing and children's science category, rather than to narrative space history or advanced astronomy. Its central purpose is to turn the night sky into a structured observing project by presenting 1110 accessible celestial targets, including planets, stars, constellations, galaxies, and nebulae. The book is designed around direct observation, so its value lies less in theoretical depth and more in helping readers know what to look for, where to begin, and how to make telescope use feel approachable. Based on its public description, it also supports naked eye exploration, which broadens its usefulness for readers who are not yet confident with equipment. The result is a practical entry point into astronomy that emphasizes curiosity, identification, and hands-on skywatching. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a curated observing list gives beginners a clear path through the night sky. The book's defining feature is its numbered collection of 100 night sky targets. For beginners, one of the hardest parts of astronomy is not interest, but selection. The sky contains far more objects than a novice can realistically identify, and many are too faint, seasonal, or technically demanding for an early experience. A curated list reduces that uncertainty by giving readers a manageable set of objects to seek out. This structure also makes stargazing feel cumulative. Instead of browsing random facts about space, a child or beginner can return to the book over multiple nights and treat each observation as part of a larger project. The range of objects named in the public description, from planets and stars to galaxies and nebulae, also prevents the experience from being limited to the solar system. That matters because many beginner astronomy books stay close to familiar planets, while this guide appears to connect nearby and distant objects in one practical sequence. The list format, therefore, serves both an educational and behavioral purpose. It teaches categories of celestial objects while encouraging repeated, purposeful outdoor observation. Secondly, telescope use is presented as approachable rather than technically intimidating. The book is positioned around seeing celestial objects with a telescope, but its emphasis is beginner-friendly rather than equipment-heavy. This distinction is important for young readers and new hobbyists, because telescopes can be discouraging when treated mainly as technical devices. A new user must deal with setup, focusing, aiming, magnification, and expectations about what objects will actually look like. A guide that organizes viewing targets step by step can shift attention from the machinery to the experience of finding objects. The public description suggests that the book is suitable even for people using a telescope for the first time, which places it in the practical introductory tradition of astronomy guides. It does not appear to be aimed at comparing telescope models, teaching advanced optics, or training astrophotography skills. Its likely strength is helping readers use simple equipment with realistic goals. By tying the telescope to specific sites, the book can reduce the common beginner problem of pointing at the sky without a plan. That approach is especially useful for families because it lets an adult guide a child through observation without needing extensive prior astronomical knowledge. Thirdly, the scope connects familiar solar system objects with deep sky exploration. A notable aspect of the book's concept is that it spans several levels of astronomical distance and type. Planets are often the easiest starting point because they are bright, recognizable, and emotionally engaging for children. Stars and constellations add the skill of pattern recognition and help readers learn the sky as a map. Galaxies and nebulae introduce the idea that a telescope can reveal objects far beyond everyday visibility, even if those objects appear faint or subtle through beginner equipment. This breadth gives the guide a more complete educational arc than a book focused only on planets or only on constellations. It can help readers understand that the night sky is not a flat collection of lights, but a layered view into the solar system, the Milky Way, and more distant regions of space. The value of this approach is conceptual as well as practical. Observing different classes of objects teaches beginners to adjust expectations. Planets may show shape or detail. Stars may define patterns, and deep sky objects may require patience in dark skies. That variety builds a more accurate foundation for future astronomy learning. Fourthly, the child-friendly framing makes astronomy a shared learning activity. The book is explicitly aimed at kids and astronomy beginners, which affects how its content should be understood. It is not primarily a reference manual for experienced observers, nor is it a textbook built around equations or formal astrophysics. Its likely educational function is to make the first stage of sky watching approachable through simple explanations, clear categories, and practical goals. This audience focus also makes the book useful for parents, teachers, and caregivers who want an astronomy resource that can be used without specialist preparation. A family can choose an object, go outside, attempt to locate it, and then discuss what kind of celestial body it is. That pattern supports informal science learning because it combines reading, observation, and conversation. The child-friendly framing also helps avoid a common weakness in beginner science books: too much passive fact collection. When readers are asked to look at actual objects, information becomes connected to experience. The book's strongest educational role is therefore not just telling children that space is interesting, but giving them a repeatable method for interacting with the visible universe. Lastly, naked eye observing expands access beyond perfect equipment or conditions. Although the title emphasizes telescope viewing, the public description notes that the book can also support readers who want to explore the sky with their eyes. This matters because beginner astronomy often depends on imperfect circumstances. A child may not own a telescope yet, a family may live under light-polluted skies, or weather and seasonal visibility may limit what can be seen. A guide that acknowledges naked eye observation is more flexible than one that assumes ideal equipment from the start. Naked eye targets, especially bright planets, prominent stars, and recognizable constellations, provide a foundation before magnification is introduced. They also teach orientation readers learn directions, sky movement, and the habit of checking what is visible at a given time. This makes telescope use more meaningful later because the user is not treating the instrument as a magic device, but as a tool for extending an already developing sky awareness. The accessibility of naked eye observing also suits classrooms and group settings, where not every learner can use an eyepiece at once. In this way, the book's practical reach extends beyond telescope ownership alone. In conclusion, 100 Night Sky Treasures to See with a Telescope is best suited for children, families, homeschoolers, classroom educators, and adults who are new to stargazing and want a clear observing agenda. Its main practical benefit is that it gives readers a list-based way to begin, reducing the uncertainty that often prevents new telescope owners from using their equipment effectively. Intellectually, it introduces the night sky as a set of different object types rather than as a single vague backdrop, helping readers distinguish planets, stars, constellations, galaxies, and nebulae. Compared with many children's space books, its distinguishing feature is its observing orientation. It is not only a fact book about the universe, and not mainly an activity book with puzzles or crafts. Its premise is that learning astronomy should happen by looking upward and connecting written guidance to visible targets. Compared with more technical telescope manuals, it appears less concerned with equipment theory and more concerned with accessible experience. That positioning makes it especially useful as a first astronomy guide, though advanced observers will likely need deeper star charts or specialized references later. For its intended audience, the book stands out by combining a broad target list, child-friendly language, telescope use, and naked eye accessibility in one practical stargazing framework. If you would like to support Atlas Explorers Press, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.